one. That's a profound social change, and that's going to change our politics fundamentally.
And that's where we'll have to leave it. Ian McWhirter from the Sunday Herald and former advisor to Tony Blair, Lance Price. Many thanks.
Are you sitting comfortably? It's time for a true story of some buried treasure, an important piece of Scotland's history, deliberately hidden half a century ago to keep it safe. The Cochno stone has been described as one of the most important pieces of Neolithic art in Europe. It's a massive slab of rock decorated with dozens of enigmatic symbols carved around 5,000 years ago. But after the building of a new housing scheme in Clydebank 50 years ago, it was vandalised, so it was completely covered with earth in a kind of reverse archaeology. But now there are plans to excavate it, as Hugh Williams reports.
Donald Petrie from Western Bartonshire Council guided me through a park near Faithley in Clydebank on the outskirts of Glasgow.
Auchnacreagh Woodland Park is an extensive park which is readily accessible to the local community for walking, running, cycling, whatever. But inside the park we have one of the most fantastic resources. It's a section of the Cochno stone and associated outlying stones.
So that's, for people that don't know, effectively 5,000-year-old carvings in the rock.
Yes, and these stones are right beside the urban area and they're readily accessible and anybody can come and see them.
He took me up to a grey slab covered in moss with a few indentations carved deeply into the rock. These are the so-called cup and ring markings, though it would be easy to miss them.
When you look closely, you'll see various indentations on the stone. These are actually the cup markings, and round about them you'll find ring markings, and there's also lines carved in the rock to connect the cups and the rings. If you look very, very closely into the stone, there's quite a lot of debris on it in places, but if you brush that aside, you'll see them quite easily.
There's also a little bit of, that looks like writing, so presumably that's rather more modern graffiti that someone's come and left their mark too.
Yes, there is graffiti on the stones. Some of it is fairly old, some of it's fairly recent, but again, maybe that's part of the history of the stones. Maybe the cup and ring marks that were put in 4,000 or 5,000 years ago were graffiti themselves.
That problem of graffiti is one reason why the Cochno stone was buried under tons of earth in the mid-1960s to protect it. So all there is to see now is a mound in the landscape.
The Cochno stone is under there, between 50 centimetres and a metre beneath the surface that we're looking at just now.
Dr Kenny Brophy from the University of Glasgow says the mound had to be big because the stone is.
It's, you know, 20, 30, 40 times bigger than anything else in the park. So it's in a completely different scale. So for whatever reason, this was the place where most of the efforts were focused when they were creating the rock art back in the Neolithic and Bronze Age.
Now, what we were talking about before on those other slabs was what we described as cup and ring marks, gouged out kind of cups with a ring around the circumference. Is that what's on this stone as well then?
Yes, this stone's got dozens of cup marks, some of much bigger than ones we've looked at today. Some are 5-10 centimetres across and quite deep. Those are surrounded by multiple rings, some cases 5-7 rings, so they're very complicated motifs. But we also, from the very poor records we have of the stone from before it was buried, we have a sense that there also may have been some spirals, some other more abstract shapes.
So what did those mysterious marks mean to the people who made them? Dr John Raven from the government agency Historic Environment Scotland says we don't know, but there are dozens of theories.
People have thought about them as being sundials or kind of sun symbols, or some kind of either mapping for kind of what individuals were up to, or kind of famous hunting spots. To other people have tried to think about them as being kind of some way of kind of mapping the stars and the sun, but we have kind of things kind of tying them to fertility rituals, and people thinking about the kind of the images of sperm and eggs, and kind of they're all about kind of fertility, and there's kind of things about kind of linking them to kind of blood sacrifices, whether the channels for the blood to flow through. But how they're found, they kind of tend to find them concentrated around watering holes and places where kind of animals gather. So there's potentially a link there to kind of hunting, some form of hunting, kind of. And one of the theories I like best, which isn't universally accepted, is that we're kind of groups of young men that are out, they're hunting, there's something about marking the ground that they're hunting at, marking the spaces, and it's almost kind of a, look, I'm here.
So a Neolithic mark on the stone is a treasured historic carving. But when someone in the 1960s carved the same "I was here" message on the same piece of rock, that's regarded as an outrage, which raises the related point of how the professionals, the archaeologists and historians, build trust with us, the public, that together we'll care for historic sites because they tell our story. Dr. Kenny Brophy from the University of Glasgow led a team which excavated a tiny part of the Cochnoe stone last year. Now he's planning to reveal the whole slab for the first time in 50 years.
I've spoken to people here who actually still feel a bit embarrassed and ashamed that the people of Faithley couldn't be trusted to look after this amazing piece of rock art. And so actually, this is the perfect opportunity to re-engage with the local population and actually not just to show them what's here, but to actually tell them the story of this monument and tell them that they are living right next to one of the most significant pieces of prehistoric rock art in Northern Europe. And I think that's something that's really powerful. And once people start to get a sense of that, then that's when it's less likely that you get people wanting to damage and cause graffiti, or there's a bit more self-management of the site, a bit more self-policing. People will have potentially more of a sense of pride rather than just being uninformed and kept out of the loop.
The Spanish company Factum Arte plans to make a highly accurate digital scan of the Cochnoe stone once it's visible again. That should allow a detailed replica to be produced. So at least that can go on show, even if the original ends up being buried again.
Hugh Williams reporting there.
Now, after us at 10 o'clock, Shireen's on air and she's here to tell us a little bit about what's in the programme. Morning.
Good morning. Christine Jardine.